the protests have to be looked at in terms of their own unique individual context, because the issues are different in different countries. So whether it's Tunisia, you know, whether it's Uganda, Kenya, Nigeria, and so on. But I think the overriding theme here is bad governance. And I think the citizens not wanting to be treated as subjects, but wanting to be treated as citizens, meaning subjects have to accept whatever the ruler says. The autocrat can rule outside of the limits of other arms of government. But citizens around the continent are saying the governance systems just are not working and we need a different system. And I think this is part of the issue why you see a lot of these demonstrations across the continent.
Predominantly, these protests have been led by the youth. Does that strike you as odd, or maybe it's the attempt, given Africa has the youth, the youngest population?
That is very different from previous protests, because, for example, in the Kenyan context, the figureheads have mainly been opposition politicians. You know, in Uganda, we had, you know, Bobi Wine, we have Kizza Besigye. You know, in Nigeria, before you had the opposition figures challenging President Tinubu. But right now, like in the case of Nigeria, remember there was the protest against police executions. And then more recently, the protest against the poor governance of the Tinubu administration. And then in Kenya now, you have protests around the raising of the taxes, right? The Finance Bill 2024. The courts have recently annulled the finance bill for 2023, so that's another huge issue. I think the ripple effects of the protests in Kenya, that flu of protests also affected Uganda, which is the neighbor, you know, right across. And I think, again, the context of Uganda is somewhat different. It's a governance issue, but poor governance around, you know, a leader overstaying his welcome. You know, opposition figures are arrested in anticipatory arrest for crimes they've not even committed, but which the government suspects they're going to commit, which is a constitutional violation. So just this whole range of crisis, I think the youth are looking and saying, Africa deserves better, and I Africa needs different systems. I think these protests are only going to get louder, and they're going to get bigger.
And they don't seem to be stopping soon, because there are even threats of some protests in Zimbabwe during the SADC conference. How do you see all this ending up? What can they achieve, these protests?
So this is a good question. Protests will have different outcomes in different contexts. We had a lot of euphoria around the Arab Spring, for example, in North Africa. And there was this big move of the autocrats being removed, military dictatorship being removed, Ben Ali being deposed in Tunisia, Mubarak being toppled in Egypt. And there was this hope that, you know, there was going to be change. But lo and behold, we've had another autocrat reinstate himself in Tunisia, and we have the same old military government under al-Sisi in Egypt. So I think the protests really would depend on how organized civil society is in the different countries.